வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 6th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 25th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. All the learned scholars have given their opinion. The mind is by nature very restless, and one should not make friends with it. If we place full confidence in the mind, it may cheat us at any moment. Even Lord Shiva became agitated upon seeing the Mohini form of Lord Krishna, and Sobari Muni also fell down from the mature stage of yogic perfection.
கரிசி சக்கியம் மனசி யனவஸ்திதே ஜத் விஸ்வம்பா சிராத் சீனம் தஸ்கந்திய தபோஈஸ்வரம். ஸோ இட் இஸ் அட்வைஸ்ட் ஹியர் வித் ததாச உத்தம். ஆல்தோ டெஃபினெட்லி ஃப்ரம் வேர் இட் இஸ் கோட்டட் இட் இஸ் நாட் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட், but it is heard by the parampara system, that is also authority. It is not necessarily to know where from it is quoted, but if it is current, it is also evident. So it is said by parampara system, we can understand that do not make any friendship or compromise with mind. Do not do this. As I was saying yesterday, my Guru Maharaj used to say that when you get up, you beat your mind with shoes 100 times, and when you go to bed, you beat your mind with broomstick 100 times. Then there will be no compromise. If you simply beat your mind, that is required. This is Vedic system. If you want to bring somebody under your control, then you must always chastise him. Otherwise, it is important. Chanakya Pandit, the moral instruction, he also says, lalane bahavo dosha sarane bahavo guna. If you pat your subordinate, then it will increase the faulty habits, bahavo dosha. And sarane bahavo guna. And if you chastise, then they will improve. Tasmat sishyanta chhatrancha tarayat natu lalayat. Therefore it is advised, either your son or disciple, you should always chastise them. Never give them lenience. Little leniency immediately, so many faults will grow. Now, for our practical life, we are known all over the world as seven-headed. Is it not? Now we are becoming hair-headed. We are forgetting saving, because there is little leniency. Immediately, faulty things are creeping in. So, we should be known as seven-headed. not long-haired. This is discrepancy. At least once in a month, he must be clearly 70. And the bright fortnight on the day of Purnima, 4 days after Ekadasi, once in a month, bright fortnight, he must be saved. It is not desirable that in grown-up ages also he should be chastised. That is not desirable. That is also difficult. Because when the disciple or the son is grown up, he is chastised and he breaks. So before being chastised, you should be conscious that this is our rules and regulations, you must observe. Therefore it is advised by Chanakya Pandit, Prapti tu sorusa varse putra mitravata acharya. After 16th year of the disciple or the son, he should be treated as friend. Because if you chastise when he's grown up, then he'll break up. That is also another risk. So our request is that instead of chastising with folded hands, I request you, don't we become hippies again by growing here. Keep your head clean at least once in a month. That is my request. Neither I can chastise you. I am an old man, you are a young man. So, here the same thing, na kujyat, or he cheat, sakyam, to the subordinate, you never make compromise. He must keep always under control, of course. Similarly, our mind, the mind is the cause of our material existence, manadharma. Why we are in this material world? On account of this change of mind. Our position is jive sarupai nitya krishna das. We are eternal servant of Krishna. But sometimes the servant thinks, why shall I remain a servant? Let me become master. That is natural. My master is always in comfortable situation. Sometimes the servant becomes envious. Oh, why this man should always remain in comfortable position and we shall serve? Or why not we become also in comfortable position? Let me eat as he eats. Let me sleep. These are so-called comfort. So they want to imitate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he falls down. Krishna bhuliya ji bhagavan chakare pasate mayatare japotiyana. As soon as he forgets his position, he wants to imitate, that is beginning of maya, fall down. You should be very careful. Therefore, the brahmachari, we have to teach the brahmachari, brahmachari gurukule vasan danta, guru hitam. This is brahmachari. Not for his personal benefit, but guru hitam. Then he is brahmachari. Not that brahmachari has to become a very learned scholar in grammar and studio. These are secondary things. First thing, he has to learn how to control the senses, danta, how to control the mind, samadhama. This is the beginning of brahminical life. If you cannot control your mind, if you cannot control your senses, there is no question of becoming brahmachari. Brahmachari, brahmaya charati iti brahmachari. And brahmana means brahmajanati iti brahmana. These are the beginning. Brahmachari. Brahmachari means who is always in brahma activities. That is brahmachari. And brahmana means one who knows the Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma. So if you understand Krishna, then immediately you are liberated. Parabrahma param rama, pavitram paramam bhava. So if you understand Krishna, then we are both brahmachari or brahmana, brahmagya, brahmabhuta. These words are there in the Shastra. Othāta brahma jigyāsa. Therefore the real life is to inquire about Brahma. Inquiring. When the condition soar, now it is jīva-bhūta. So long we are conditioned by the material nature. Prakṛte kriyamāṇāni gunai karmāṇi sarva. Bhumte prakṛti jñāna guṇā. Then we are jīva-bhūta. Otherwise, when you come to our real position, that is Brahma-bhūta. So that Brahma-bhūta position can be attained if we strictly follow the rules and regulations of brahmachari or brahmana, then it is possible. Otherwise, it will be simply formality, practical life, Brahma-bhūta. And how do I know that he has become Brahma-bhūta? Prasannātmā, no more moroseness, always jolly, in any condition of life. Not that for want of this, one is suffering. There is no want. That mentality, that attitude should be increased. And when it is fully increased, then it is fully satisfied, ātmārā. That is called ātmā. That's like Dhruva Maharaj, he said, Samin kitārthosmi, oh, I am fully satisfied. Naivad vidhi paradurattaya vaitananyam, tad vidya gāyana maha amrite nimagram. Pradhār Maharaj said, now I am in the ocean of nectar. I have no suffering. That is Brahma Buddha. Yoga Indriya Sangyama and the king, head of the Indriya, is the mind. So, manasasthāni indriyāni prakritisthāni karusati. We are struggling in this material world, prakritisthāni. Bhukte prakritijāna gunān. Because we are in this material world, there are three modes of material nature, either of them controlling me. Prakṛti-jñāna guṇā. Therefore you find three kinds of men. Practically we can see a richer class, a middle class, and a poorer class. That is always existing. I thought before going to your country, USA, I thought that the Americans, they are all rich. That's a fact. I don't say that you are poor. You are rich in comparison to India. But still, when I saw that there is on the Bawari street so many drunkards are lying down on the footpath, then I thought, here is also third class. So either by drinking they are lying on footpath, or by becoming hippies, they are lying in the park and the police is kicking on their face. That means the three classes are always there. Either you go to America or hell or heaven. Because there are three gunas, sattva-gun, rajagun, tamogun, prakṛti-jñāna gunan. You cannot escape it. There is no question of becoming poor in the Western country. The government arrangement is so nice. It is still voluntarily they will become poor, that is hippies. Because nature is working. Most of these hippies, they are coming from very respectable family, rich family. I have seen in Beverly Hills, when I was walking in the morning, I saw a nice boy, there is car, he is coming from a very nice house, but he is a hippie. I have seen it. Why he has become hippie? Pragitijan Gunak. He might have taken his birth in a very rich family, respectable family, because the mode of nature is working. Voluntarily he has become hippie. This is going on all over the world. Therefore, we have to come to the platform of Satogun, Brahmana platform. Brahmana platform. One endeavor is gradually to come to the Brahmana platform. But if we take Bhakti Yoga, immediately we become the Brahmana platform. This is the advantage. Kichit kivulaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunnanti krishnena niharam eva bhaskara. Bhaskara means sun. So, when there is mist, kuasa, as soon as there is sunrise, immediately everything. Otherwise, it is very difficult to drive away the fog, the railway train. I have seen it also in the mid-ocean. Immediately there is fog and the ship immediately stops because there is danger of collision with other ship. At least the ship in which I was going to your country, Jaladuta, the captain, Mr. Pandey, he immediately used to stop in the mid-ocean and giving horn, boom, boom. So, that was danger, very dangerous. When the sea is rough, there is no fog. And as soon as the sea is not rough, there is fog. So whether you go this way or that way, there is misery. Therefore, this world is called dukkhalayam asasa. You subdue something, another problem is there. And you solve that problem, another problem. Dukkhalayam asasatam. Krishna is recommending that this is dukkhalayam asasatam. How will subside this dukkhalayam asasatam? And our struggle is, Krishna says, this is dukkhalayam asasatam. This place is for miseries. And these rascals are trying to adjust it. Bahiratthamanina. These rascals, they are trying to bring peace by material arrangement. Mura. Therefore they are mura. It is not possible. Krishna is very suffering. How you can become happy here? But these rascals will not understand. Within the suffering, they will try to become happy. That is not possible. The toilet room, you have to make a deity room. How it is possible? That is not possible. So, it is dukkhalayam asasatam, and you have to practice tapasya. If you want to get out of it, tapo dibbam putra kajina suddheta satta. We are now accustomed to this miserable condition of life. If you want actual happiness, then you have to undergo austerity, tapasya. Tapo dibbanga putra ka jina suddhir. Jasmat brahma sokhamano. You are hankering after happiness. That happiness, brahmasu, eternal happiness, you will get by practicing tapasya. So don't believe, don't make frenzy with your restless mind. This is the instruction. Don't make friends. Simply beat the mind with shoes and broomstick. Otherwise cannot bring in control. Another alternative is kivalaya bhakta. So if you can engage your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna, then it is possible. Tavai mana Krishna padaravinda. Then Krishna is control. Krishna means light. You are suffering in the darkness, somehow or other, if you bring a light, there is no darkness. Krishna sudya sama maya haya andakar, jaha Krishna tahanahi maya rubika. If you keep always within your mind Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet, you can see Krishna's lotus feet, Diti, Baladeva. Balaram. I was nicely standing. You can see the nice lotus feet. Don't try to see the face all of a sudden. Try, practice to see the lotus feet constantly. This is a chance. This temple means to practice how to think of Krishna's lotus feet, Balaram's lotus feet, always. Manmana bhava manmakta. Immediately you become bhakta. And as soon as you become a bhakta, ke ke chit kevalaya bhaktya, vasudeva paraya, dandanti, agham krishna, all kinds of disturbance will be subsided. Dandanti, niharam iva bhasma. This is the sastra injunction. So in this Kali Yuga, to control the mind, the yoga practice and this practice, it is all failure. It will never be possible. It was possible in the Satya Yuga. Ite tad dhayato Vishnu. Now they have manufactured so many meditations. The real meditation is dhayato Vishnu, the Vishnu form, 400 Vishnu form, and always try to see him. That is what. These rascals have manufactured something, some light, some this, some that, yoga practice, sleeping. This is not help. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yogina. Yogi's meditation means to see Vishnu Murti. That is one thing. But then impersonalist, Vishnu is maya. Why shall I think of Vishnu? Let me see some light. What is that nonsense light? That is also maya. Huh? What is the wrong there? Instead of seeing the light, if you see the Vishnu form, no, the light is good, Om is good. But when there is question of personal meditation, they protest. Therefore, tad-vijñānārtham sa guru meva vigacchet. In order to learn everything very clearly, he must have the shelter of a bona fide guru, ādo gudvāsaram. If we want release from all this disturbance of the material world, then the first and foremost thing is ādo gudvāsaram. Then, tad-viddhi panipātena paripasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad-jñānam jñānina tattva-darśina. Guru means tattva-darśi. Tattva-darśi, otherwise is useless, waste of time. One has seen the tattva. Vadanti tattva-tattva-vidastatyam jaj-jñānam advayam brahmeti paramātmeti. Guru means one who knows what is Brahma, what is Paramatma, what is Bhagavan. Not partial knowledge. The jnanis, the so-called jnanis, they reach up to the Brahma yogi, that's all. But that is not complete knowledge. The yogis, they reach utmost Paramatma. And that is also not complete. Better than the jnanis, but it is not complete. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti. When it comes to the platform to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that is bhakti. That is bhakti. Therefore Krishna says, yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajate rumang samiyuktamata. So if you want to be first class yogi, always think of Krishna within your mind. Do not make friendship that you have become very much advanced. Now my mind is controlled. It is not so easy, sir. Therefore it is what? Nakujyat. Kareche. Never trust your mind. Always distrust. At any moment the mind can drag you. And the example is given here. Chaskanda tapaisharam. Jad visambha sirani chinam chaskanda tapaisharam. Even Lord Shiva, he is called Mahadev. Not only Dev, but Mahadev. He became captivated by seeing the young woman's incarnation, Mohini Murti. become so much captivated, the description is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But as soon as the Mohini Murti demonstrated the features of the breast, immediately Lord Shiva became so mad that he forcibly went there and embraced, and there was discharge. Lord Shiva, and what to speak of us? What we are? Therefore, it is Lord Shiva is all right. But by their example, they're teaching us that a personality like me becomes victimized by this Maya's influence, what we are. Why you should trust and make friendship with your mind that I am now complete? Artificially. Don't do that. Therefore it is one. Nakujyad. Nakujyad karichi. Never trust your mind. Always try to control. And the easiest method recommended in the Shastra and confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam. Karo Nasi Vanasi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.